You know, but last week I talked about it pays to pay attention. And I want to continue talking about that subject, paying attention. Particularly paying attention to God's word, paying attention to those over us, even spiritually and in the naturally. You know, sometimes we don't pay attention like we should, and we get ourselves in a bind, get ourselves in trouble, both on the spiritual side and the natural side. Now, in the natural, there are many situations where people need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to road signs. They keep you out of trouble. You need to pay attention to speed limit signs. They keep, if you don't, you're going to get up costing you. You know, we need to pay attention to directions on how to put something together. Now, most of us guys, I've done it. Most of us guys, we unpack, say, oh, I can do this. And we start putting it together and have to turn around and take it apart. This being Christmas time, any of you guys on December 24th, the kids are in bed. Now you're putting together toys so they'll be there in the morning. Anybody? And then you have to take it apart and start all over again because you didn't read the directions. Anybody want? No, nobody want to join me? There's one night I thought I wasn't even going to get to go to bed because I have both kids putting dollhouses together and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I can get this done in about an hour. Well, come 3 o'clock, I'm still working on putting stuff together. And my wife kept telling me, did you read? No, I can do it. I can do it. I got any company out there? You know, we need to, a lot of times, we as employees don't pay attention to our foremans, our bosses, and so forth, because, oh, I got this. And you end up getting in trouble because you didn't pay attention to what they said to you. Now, I know none of y'all done that, but I have before, so. So don't. You know, paying attention can be described with other words: focus, concentrating, considering, thoughtfulness, you know. Now, in Proverbs 4, 20 and 22, I'm going to take the same scripture again here to start with. I'm going to read from the NLT. Here, it's saying, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Now, verse 20 there gives us instructions. Pay attention to the word of God. And it says, listen carefully. Another translation says, and then it goes on down there and says, don't lose sight of them. Then it says, let them penetrate deep into your heart. Now, all of these are things that we need to do when it comes to listening to the word of God and what God has to say. You know, have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and you can tell that they're oblivious to what you're saying? It's going in one ear and out the other. Yeah. I was talking to somebody one day about something, and I could tell they wasn't listening. I think it's about work here in the ministry, you know. Thank God I don't have to do some of the stuff I used to do. I used to be the one that opened the door and every morning and locked it up every night, and I had to go around and make sure everybody was working and all that kind of stuff. You know, now I got other people that can do that. I get to be the good guy. But I was trying to tell this guy how to fix something. He wasn't paying any attention. And I just got exasperated. And I just said, well, just get it, John. Turned around and walked off. Because I knew that he wasn't listening to me. And about an hour later, they come ringing up to me and saying, listen, we got a mess on our hands. So I went down. Yeah, they had a mess on that because he didn't do what I told him. If he would listen, I was telling him what to do. I don't think he was around very much longer. But you got to remember, that's back when I was a lot younger than I am now. But he would have saved himself and us, because now we have to fix what he messed up. If he'd have just listened. You know, I used to, my dad, back when he's a pastor and I was a kid, he would paint houses and paper houses in order to get extra money for us for Christmas. And so I would go help him, and I learned how to do some of that. Now, for y'all that don't know about it, it wasn't wall board. It was shiplap board, and then you had to put this canvas on there. Oh, first, you had to put the canvas on. Then you glued the wallpaper on. Anybody ever done that or seen it done? I got a man over there. He knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think it was between my senior year, but I'd graduated from high school before I went going to college. I went out and got a house to paint. And so I got one of my buddies and I told him, hey, I pay you so much an hour, help me paint this house. Because I'd given him a flat rate. And I told him how to do something. And I come back and he wasn't doing it. I told him, get out of here. Because now not only do I have to finish my side of the house, I got to come over here on this side and I got to correct everything that he's done backwards. Because he didn't listen. He didn't pay attention. Oh, I said, why do you do it like? Well, I really didn't listen to you, Hagen. I thought I knew what to do. I said, that's what. And my dad used to say this, and I said that to him. I'd say, well, Dad, I thought this. And he said, you know what thoughts get you, don't it? I asked him one time what that was. And he said, nothing. Get you in trouble. Paying attention to God's word will bring us health, life, happiness, peace, joy. It'll bring to us, if we pay attention to what the word of God says, it'll bring to us what it says. You know, the Hebrew meaning of the word, that words there, pay attention, has an indication to it, prick up your ears. You ever been, I got dogs and I got two in the backyard and two big Pyrenees, and Lynette's got her poodle that stays in the house with us. But I don't hear anything, but all of a sudden I see those dogs' ears. You know what I'm talking about? Why? Because they're listening for stuff. They're paying attention to what's going on. We need to pay particular attention and put whatever effort to listen to what God says. Pay attention. You know, the first thing you learned, or I learned, I don't know what they learned now in the military. I don't know whether they learned anything or not. Some of us that was in back in the day, have you run into that Senior Master Sergeant? That's Senior Master Sergeant right there from the Air Force. Hey, we had discipline back in our day. I don't know what they got now. But I want to tell you what, that sergeant or anybody, whoever it was, anytime somebody yelled, tick, hut, man, you stop what you was doing and you come to attention, because either somebody important was around or there was fixing to be instruction given that you needed to get a hold of. You know, we need to pay attention to God's word. Understanding the word of God enables you to receive more of God and more from God. Now, Mark 4:24. It says, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. I'm reading the NLT. Now we need to fix our attention on God and his word so we know what God's word says. You know, anytime you face a situation, you immediately, word of God should come to you. That's why you need to pay attention, so that whenever you are in a situation, you're not wringing your hands and saying, oh my God, what am I going to do? But the word of God starts coming. Because you paid attention to the word, now you need it. You know, paying attention to God's word will help us and eliminate the danger of us falling away and maybe abandoning faith. You know, here's something we need to pay attention to, and I like what Romans 12:2, what the Message Bible says. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognizing what he wants from you and quickly responding to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. You know, there's some people that have become so well adjusted to the culture that we're living in now, they're even giving, credence or, well, that's not so bad. And yet the word of God is definitely against it. Then Amplified Version of Hebrews 2:1 says, since all of this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard, lest we drift past them and slip away. You see, if we're not careful, we can get so comfortable in living for God. We got a good life. Everything's going good. That if you're not careful, you let things slip. And before you know it, you haven't been reading the Bible. You haven't been praying. And now you're in a bad situation. We go back over here. He said, listen carefully. It said, pay attention. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of them. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let them penetrate deep into your heart so that when you need it, it's there. You know, as we look at the story of Peter and John there in Acts 3. And Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part at the 3 o'clock prayer service. And as they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called Beautiful, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently and said, look at us. Now, here's what I want you to get a hold of. The lame man looked at them eagerly. He paid attention to what Peter said. Now, Peter said something. I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I have. Now, it would have been real easy for him to turn his attention to somebody, because Peter just said, I ain't got no money. So immediately he could have turned to somebody else. But he kept looking, paying attention to what Peter said. And because he paid attention to what Peter said, because Peter said to him, I don't have no money, but such I have, I'm going to give you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. And the man jumped up and began to walk, run, leaping, praising God. Now here, he looked eagerly, it says, expecting some money. But now, King James says he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something. The New Revised Standard Version, and he fixed his attention on them. Here, he could have been distracted when Peter said, I don't have any money. Immediately, he could have turned and his attention from what and missed what Peter was going to give him. See, Peter said, look at us. He gave them his attention. We need to realize that we don't let anything distract us from giving our attention to the Word of God and what God says. Actually, when you think about it from a straight out natural standpoint, and this has been pointed out to me in some of my psychology classes, actually what you give your attention to is what that you will end up doing and being. The more you think about something, the more you'll go that direction. So if you're struggling in life, then don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to what the Word says about the solution. Too many people are so, their attention is so fixed on their situation or their problem that they never turn their attention to the solution. You talk to them and all they can talk about is their problem. Well, they're going to, if you want to get out of the situation, you got to talk and get your attention's got to be on the solution from God's word, not on the circumstances, not on what says, not on how I feel. You got, my attention is on what God said. And you know, that's where your faith battles come in. And many people lose out because the situation, the circumstance, the pain or whatever it is so great, they lose their focus or lose their attention on what the Word says. Y'all quiet tonight. Am I saying anything that's getting anybody's attention? Y'all are doing what I told you to do. Pay attention. See, have you ever met somebody that all they ever pay attention to is the negative things going on in their life? You meet them and talk to them, and all they can talk about what they don't have. And you know, because you know them, that they have a lot. Well, paying attention to what you do have and you'll get more. The more you talk about what you lack and what you don't have, the more you lose. You know, oh, I'm just hoping I can make it. I mean, the devil been after me. And I look at him and I said, why don't you shut up that and start saying I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You see, it's where you're, do you see what I'm talking about? Attention. You get your attention over here, you talk negatively. Get your attention over here, you talk in line with God's word. You know, as you, and of course I played sports. I played for a long time, even here until I was about 64, playing in intramurals here. And if you're going to be successful, you have got to have a short memory. If you messed up, you got 5 seconds to forget it and start focusing. Because if you continue to focus on what you did wrong, you'll miss the next play. You'll mess it up too. And the coach will put you on the bench because you're not even in the game anymore. That's what we've got to do. Immediately when the devil comes at us and we sort of lean that direction, immediately we forget it and go to the word. Put our attention over here. I mean, I used to, if I was playing defensive back and a guy beat me on a pass play, walking back to the huddle, I'd stand one beside her. I said, "That's the last time you're going to do that, bud." See, I quit thinking about, hey, he may be faster than me. I don't know. I don't think he is because I was pretty fast. But he can't beat me. See, I had one of the guys that go back. So Hagen, he's going to eat your lunch all night long. I said, he ain't going to eat my lunch all night long. That's one play. I said, let him try that again. I'll intercept that ball. Why? Because see, my attention was not on what happened here that shouldn't have happened. My attention was on what's going to happen. Now that's just a natural illustration, but that's the same thing. Anytime the enemy comes at you, he throws something at you, your attention needs to not be on what's going on. It's bad. It's a bad situation, but your attention needs to come back to what the Word of God says. I'm a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I can't go under for going over. See, how many understand what I'm trying to say to you? You know, if we pay attention to what the Word of God says, it'll keep us out of trouble. In the history of Israel, they got in trouble because they didn't listen. Jeremiah 25:4, the prophet Jeremiah says, "Again and again the Lord has sent you servants, the prophets, but you would not listen to them or even paid attention." He is lamenting the fact that they didn't pay attention. Israel didn't give heed to the message that the prophets gave. So the warnings that they spoke out to turn back from the way they were going, turn back to Jehovah God. And because they didn't do that and they didn't give attention to what the prophets said, they ended up in 70 years of captivity in exile. And yet, Jeremiah, along with the other prophets, but he said, "Again and again, the Lord has sent you servants and prophets, but you have not listened or even paid attention. Again and again, the Lord has given you word after word after word right here." Well, I want somebody to give me a word. I said, you don't have somebody to give you a word. Go read the word. You know, I sometimes get a little perturbed at some of these people, the all time. "Oh, I need a word from the Lord." I said, go read the Bible. They wanting God to especially pick them out and send somebody to them with some kind of special word. Well, that happens occasionally. But it happens continually if you'll pay attention to the word right here. You'll get what you need. We'll be praying about something and, you know, and all of a sudden Anetta said, "Hey, go read such and such in the Bible." I go read it and it's exactly what we need. See, if you put your attention where it needs to be instead of on over here, oh man, look at what's happening. Oh my Lord. Oh, no. I mean, we have had, what, three or four long-term employees, Rich King, Kurt Favreau, Leanne, they feel like they're going another direction, God. But hey, when you get 30-year employees that have been working with you for all these years, hey, that's a big hit. And if you're not careful, you'll focus on, "Oh, what are we going to do?" Somebody said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "Well, hey, I've been down that road before. God always ran my attention's on God, not on what's happened." Yeah, but how are you going to replace it? I don't know how we're going to replace it, but the God said it. So he said he told me to follow his direction. If I follow him, he'll give me. Hey, see, there again and again, we need to have to learn to listen to what the Lord says. In fact, I have been telling Lynette for 2 years that one of them was going to leave, hadn't I? Because I began to feel it in the spirit. See, God, if you pay attention to God's word and pray and listen to the word of God, read the word and pray, you'll begin to sense some things before they ever happen. Yes. Come on. But you know why people get caught unaware? Because they're not paying attention to the Spirit of God or to the Word of God. You got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Pay attention to it. You know, we normally go home the same way every day from work. But a lot of times we come in two cars, so I have an early class to teach and she teaches later, and or vice versa. And so we come out of the office, we headed home. She calls me on my phone and she said, "I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm not going to go that way today. I'm going this way home." I said, "If you ain't going that way, I ain't either. I'm going." And so I followed her. Did anything happen? I don't know. Would something have happened? I don't know. But I know one thing. When you begin to feel some things from the Spirit of God, you better pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. You know, Israel paid a high price for not paying attention to what the prophets told them. You can study it out. The prophet after prophet after prophet was prophesying to them to change your ways. Seek Jehovah. But they kept on doing what they were doing. See, learning to pay attention gives you success both in the natural and the spiritual. Pay attention to what's going on. I pay attention to everything. If I walk into a place I've never been before, and I walk into that place, I immediately look around, and my attention is, where are the exits, and how fast can I get out of this place? I think that's part of your military training that comes, kicks in. I see my sergeant friend over there shaking his head. But, you know, there are certain things. Some people are oblivious to anything. I was with a friend one time. We walked into a church, and I said, "Man, that needs to be fixed, and that needs to be fixed, and that needs to be fixed." And he said, "I didn't even see it." I pay attention to everything. I observe everything. I pay attention. Whether I say anything or not, I'm paying attention to stuff. Because that's what will get you where you need to go. I pay attention and I watch. I mean, I tell my students in the classroom, ones that want to be pastors or whatever, I said, every time you go to church, watch how they do things. See how they do things. I learned that from my dad years ago, and then my father-in-law helped me with that. But I would do that. I'd see how they handle stuff. I'd see how, because I'd watch, pay attention. See, there's a lot of things in the natural that you can pay attention to that will help you succeed in the natural. But then you have to pay attention to what the Word of God says. The Word of God says to not forsake the assembling of yourself together. And how many people, "Oh, well, I don't feel like going to church today, so I believe I'll stay home." Hey, there's something about when a group of people come, Christian people come together, begin to worship together, that we draw strength from one another. The Word of God even talks about it. But see, pay attention to what the Bible says. Some people wonder why they're in the trouble they're in. Well, they haven't been given. They haven't been given of their time, their talent, or their money. "Oh, God bless me. God bless me. Bless me, Lord. Bless me." I asked one guy one time, of course, I'm different from most of y'all, so no way. I said, "Well, how's God going to bless you? You ain't giving him anything to bless." Come on now. He said he blessed what you put your hand to. I better get off that, hadn't I? You know, we need to pay attention to our surroundings. Let's look at Psalm 91. Those who live, man, it's already time, isn't it? Okay. "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wing. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Here, we begin to see right here that we need to pay attention to where we're living spiritually. Make sure you're living in the shadow of the Almighty. And that's where, if you're living in the shadow of the Almighty, that's where you'll find rest. That's, he said, it's a refuge. It's a place of safety. If you're there, he rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will protect you, that the cover you with his feathers, shelter you with his wings. It's like the old hen protects her chicks. See, one of the reasons many people are experiencing hardships and things are not going well for them, they're simply not paying attention to where they're living. Come on now, don't shut down on me now. I'm getting really, this is really getting good now. They're not dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty. I didn't say they weren't born again. I didn't say they weren't filled with the Spirit. I just said they're not living close to God. You know, you can be in this room. You're in here. But you can be way back up over there in the corner, up there in the balcony somewhere. And if I don't have a microphone on, you're not hearing very good. If you're down here, you're going to hear. Hey, see, you can be born again, even filled with the Spirit, but if you're not living close to God, you may not hear him when he starts talking to you. Because you're out here and all the other stuff's going on, all the things that's going on in your life is making more noise than what God, how God's speaking. When you're living close enough to God, his voice is stronger than all the other obstacles and things that are dwelling around you. If you want the blessings of the 91st Psalm, then pay attention to the instruction of the 91st Psalm. To those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. There's the instruction right there. And then he goes on to tell you what you get if you live in there. That's where I want to live. You know, various reasons that people don't, you know, that don't listen sometimes. Oh, that's not important. Oh, I've heard that before. Come on. Come to church. Minister starts ministering. Oh, I heard that message before. I believe I'll make my grocery list out. You know what? I don't care if you've heard a message 555 and a half times. If you'll listen, you'll get something new out of it. Do you know how many times I heard my dad preach on Mark 11, 23 and 24? Or Craig back there, I traveled on the road with him. Hundreds of times. Well, you know what? When I would really listen, I could pick up something new every time. Yeah. Many times people don't listen because, I'm too busy. I'm too busy for that right now. And then some people are just not open to hear. They're just flat so stubborn that they won't listen to what you have to say, and what you're telling them will help them get out of trouble. Pastoral staff has been there many times. I've been there. See, if you want to be successful, spiritually and naturally, then remove all the distractions. Remove all that that's unnecessary. Don't have any options except the Word of God. See, many times you go into something and you got an option. Okay, if this don't work, then I'll do this. In football, it's called the option play. And there's several different, in basketball also, there's several different options off of it. It depends on what a defensive man does, how he does, depends on what option you use. Well, hey, with the Word of God, there's no options. That's it. There's no options. And you know what? Some people, they get involved, but then they interrupt their own self and get involved in something else. learn how to concentrate on this and not let something keep you from concentrating on what the Word of God says. Surround yourself with the resources that's necessary to help you accomplish the task that you need to accomplish. And that might include people. Sometimes we make something hard out of something so simple. Everybody wants to hear this fantastic word of the Lord. Well, I got a word for you. The Lord gave me a word for you tonight. Pay attention to what I say. Listen to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep to your heart. They'll bring you life and health and healing. That's my word for you tonight. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Amen. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few minutes just to try to get their minds and their hearts back and their attention fixed on you. You've told us many times, stay engaged with you and you'll stay engaged with us. You never unplug. It's us that unplugs. Help us never to take our attention from you. And may we let the Word of God be foremost in our lives at all times. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody stand up, please. Check in with somebody and say, I'm going to pay attention. How about you?